Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of February 2019. Supreme Court has asked Centre to take call on petition highlighting how petrol pumps have been swindling customers by dispensing less fuel for price paid. Supreme Court has observed that it is obligatory for a High Court, while considering a second appeal, to frame substantial question of law in second appeal even if lower court's findings are perverse per se. Supreme Court has stayed National Green Tribunal's hefty fines on power producer for not fully utilizing ash generated from its thermal projects and asked the tribunal to hear the company's reasons before taking action. Delhi High Court has issued revised result of Delhi Judicial Service preliminary examination pursuant to the 30th of January judgment of High Court, after which two questions were deleted and one mark awarded to all candidates while two answers were held to be correct for one particular question. Kerala High Court has held that violation of mandatory formalities under NDPS Act, including search procedure under Section 50 of Act, constitute reasonable grounds under subclause 2 of clause B of subsection 1 of section 37 to grant bail. Bombay High Court has held that it is mandatory for promoters to fully disclose their construction plans in a sanctioned layout plan to flat owners and take their consent in case any additional construction is to be done. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has held that a magistrate can pass residence order under Domestic Violence Act even with regard to property situated outside state. Patna High Court has reiterated that exoneration in departmental proceedings ipso facto would not result into quashing of criminal prosecution against an accused. Madras High Court has directed Inspector General of Registration to issue a circular making physical presence of parties to marriage mandatory for registration of their marriage. Madras High Court has held that practice of awarding negative marks in competitive examinations should be done away with and also observed that deducting marks for wrong answers would not in any way help in analyzing the intelligence, aptitude or knowledge of the candidates.